I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Scroll with the left hand on your phone,
so it doesn't
on
mean
Facebook
anything?
Or Instagram.
It doesn't mean anything special.
No. That's one of those moments where you're scrolling along. Maybe you're doing it sloppily, or God forbid, and I think many of us have been there, where we go to show our friend something that our ex posted on social media, and they sloppily grab the phone from you, and then it's like, gung, 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 and then you're like, oh, you friend requested their new girlfriend? What is wrong with you? Don't ever let anyone touch your phone when you're scrolling and stalking. It's a bad move.
We are going inside the warped female brain with Danielle, and here's a 617 text. I met a girl at a club in Somerville the other night.
Yeah.
And she wants to keep seeing me, but she's married.
Ugh.
The kicker is I went to high school with her husband.
Ugh.
She is an absolute smoke. I want to see her again.
No.
What do I do?
Move along and find somebody else. Don't go date somebody else's wife just because she's a smoke. You're a selfish prick if you do that. And if you're a woman and you do the equivalent, You're an ass. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. Just stop with the dating of the married people. Oh, but if she's not happy in her marriage or something's going wrong, let her get divorced. Don't get yourself in the middle of that karmic disaster.
Everybody's got an ex. So, like, I don't understand. You know, like, everybody's got someone they dumped. So, do you have to feel bad every time?
She's married, though. He's dating a married woman.
Yeah, but she hates her husband.
We don't know that she hates the husband.
Yeah.
I'm making the assumption because oftentimes that's where it goes. But just don't. If somebody's involved with somebody else, don't. Just don't.
Uh-huh.
Stop that.
My wife, 978 text. My wife won't let me go on vacation to visit my best friend, but she wants to go on vacation alone. Why?
Because she's had enough of your crap.
Is that what it is?
Usually, yeah. I mean, I people fight too much about the vacation and the trip stuff. And there's always a double standard thing. One of them can go, the other one can't. Sit down and figure it out. You need time for yourself.
Yeah, you need time.
You need your
apart.
Own money. You need your own friends. You need your own hobbies and your own time. There's nothing worse. I love the honeymoon period when you date because I love spending all your time with somebody. You want to see them every day. I love that. I enjoy that. I think it's great. But there's that natural point where you start to drift away from each other at a reasonable difference, like to leave room for the Holy Ghost at the dance. And then you go about your lives. That's what healthy relationships include, are your own personal interests.
Mm-hmm.
Get them. Have them. Maintain them. They're good for you.
My ex and I are seeing each other again, having sex, going on a ski trip this weekend, but she still has a wall up. Why?
Do I have to remind you about all the things you did while you guys were together, even though it was 10 years ago? I mean,
so
we're women. We're like elephants. We don't forget.
She's giving it one more try.
I don't even know if she's technically giving it one more try. I think it's just, for whatever reason, you're far enough away from that breakup that you forgot about all the crappy stuff each other did. Well, maybe she didn't. And maybe she's just not, maybe she doesn't want to get back into a relationship. Maybe it's just fun to go back to the well and hang out with somebody that knows you well.
Well, can I simplify it? Free ski trip.
Yeah, that too, brother.
Give it up once on the first night and ski for 4 days.
My wife has been out of town for a month. For her new job.
Okay.
We have two kids, and it has been much easier, frankly, without her.
Yeah.
Do I tell her?
What are you, nuts? No. Keep that nugget to yourself. Absolutely not. You never want to say that, because then you're going to make things 20 times more difficult when she comes home.
Sorry. 617 text. I got a call on Facebook Messenger from this girl that I used to flirt with, and one of the first things she said was that her hand was on her you-know-what. Explain that to me.
Okay.
What?
Hang up. I mean, if it's somebody you used to flirt with, then maybe she's just ready to rope you in for an aggressive. I mean, that's a pretty aggressive way to flirt with somebody, though. The call with the I don't know. I don't really know what to make of this one. Have fun, I guess. Be careful.
Apparently, she is engaged.
Oh, and, okay. So don't pick up.
She said that the previous night she wouldn't let her fiance in the apartment, which entertained her. And then she asked if we could smash this
Oh, you want to get involved with this psycho? That's a great idea.
Wait, what's the you-know-what? I mean, what's that?
Prosecco.
Is that a burrito? Or game National controller? Burrito. Uh-huh.
Chicken cordon bleu.
Oh, okay. Oh. Oh.
Okay. That's not a chicken breast. It is a chicken breast.
Here's a text that says, 857 text. I have a female cousin. Oh, this text machine. You know what's going on? Mm-hmm.
It's because the font is so big.
Yeah, you had to make the font so big that I can only get like five text messages on the screen.
Kid, you're so great.
It's really a disaster.
Hey, one quick delay. I have to go to
the Walmarts or the CVS and get the cheaters today. It's going to happen. I have a female cousin that recently got divorced and now is looking for a serious thing right away again. She met a guy 2 weeks ago and is on vacation in Miami with him. After all of the crazy things that happens to women these days, why is she taking this trip with a complete stranger?
I have no idea. I think that's complete banana pants. Some people are serial relationship people, and they cannot be alone, men and women. They get into a relationship, and they're married the next day. Yeah. Like, they're moved in with the person, they've melded the bank accounts, they've met the families, they've introduced the kids, they're going on vacation, and then 2 weeks later, they break up very dramatically online. It's just some people are those jump-in, head-first kind of relationship people. Mm-hmm. They're never going to change, and it's never going to be any different.
This is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I love when my wife goes away, because it's just me, the dog, a bunch of beers, video games, and when my wife gets back, she just wants to hang out with me. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Agreed.
Healthy.
Yeah. It is. It really is. Let's see. This is WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston. We have time for a few more questions as we go inside the warped female brain. If you're a guy and you're confused, you may text your question to the text line, which is 97107. Here's a 617 text. How can I spice up my sex life with my wife of 15 years?
Have sex. I don't know. Role playing, toys.
Porn.
Lose 40 pounds.
Yeah, that too.
Cuddles and bubbles on the cape.
Yeah. A lot of different little things you can. I mean, if it's routine, think of something that might be fun that you might like to get into, or something you two maybe used to do regularly that you don't anymore that fell by the wayside. Say, hey, how come we never do this anymore?
Okay. So the role playing, do you have to suggest that carefully, or do you just show
Depends on your wife.
You just show up one Friday afternoon. In some kind of,
I wouldn't show up dressed like as the hood Thrones. Delivery like, guy like with
you show,
a.
You show up at Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go full character mode, yeah, but okay. You know, talk about it. Talking to your partner is important.
Yeah, communication. But that's uncomfortable.
I know, but hey, your life will be better if you get past that.
I went through a really rough. This is a 978 text. A really rough divorce that finally got taken care of. I have a 3-year-old son, and I'm a single father. I've been talking to an old friend that has caught real feelings for me. Mm. I told her I wasn't ready for a relationship, but she keeps trying to rush me into one. Yeah. What do I do?
Cut back on the communication a little bit. Just be very direct with her and say, look, you know, I appreciate that you're trying to pursue something. At least that's how I'm taking it. I really need you to respect the fact that I just came out of a very difficult situation that's just getting wrapped up, and my son is going to be my first priority right now. And I'm just not ready to go down that road, and I really need you to have respect for that, for me in that situation. If she keeps pushing, just stop responding to her. You know, I know you might be afraid of insulting her or hurting her, but you've if you've clearly laid out what your needs are and the person doesn't respect your boundaries, then just shut down the communication for a while and they'll figure it out.
Here's a text that says, serious question for Danielle. Please give us the top five reasons that women are bat-ass crazy.
Sure. Men, hormones, vaginas, men, hormones.
Oh, those are the top five right there?
Pretty much, yeah.
Let's see. I've been dating my girlfriend for 6 months, and she just told me that she would like to go to a sex store one day and buy some stuff.
Hey.
I'm a little nervous about going. Any advice on how I should handle this?
Don't overthink it. When you go to places like that, the staff are used to people being nervous coming in. They're usually very accommodating. They're not high pressure.
Yeah,
they're not
right.
going to make you feel awkward. If you have questions, you can literally walk up with like a 3-foot double D and be like, what do we do with this?
Right.
And they'll give you the explanation.
Yeah.
If you buy any toys, have them test it with a battery before you leave. Otherwise, you're SOL on that, returning it. And then, they're people that work in places like that are used to people being uncomfortable and awkward. So
and they're helpful.
They're your best friend.
They're
extremely helpful.
It's like Stop and Shop.
And they don't judge. And you don't have that weird robot rolling around.
Yeah,
and, you know,
right.
Amazing.
Well, so you do, but it's not. trying to get my girlfriend to go to the gym with me, or at the very least get some exercise without insulting her.
Yeah.
She is by no means overweight. I just want her to get healthy. What's the best way to do that?
That's a real tough one because women are always going to take it the wrong way. And you have to be ready to want to get into the physical exercise thing. Like if you're not feeling it and someone's trying to get you, then it just breeds more resentment and you hate it even more. So I would just try to throw it out there a little bit here and there, encourage her to come with you. But if she's not ready, then don't push it, because then it's going to push her to the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
I read a thing today about how, and I think it's probably due to the social media age that we live in, where people are now working out so that they are ready to go to a gym. So rather than just...
Yeah, that makes like sense. I've done that.
They don't want to be fat shamed.
Rather than just go to a gym to get in shape, they are getting in shape before they are going to the gym so that they're not embarrassed.
Does this involve like two gyms? One where you do the workout and the other one where you're afraid to look like you're... I mean,
this is why I go to the gym at 2 a.m. No people.
You know how my wife gets me to go to the gym? She says, we're going to go for frozen yogurt afterwards.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Dangle the carrot.
Can I get gummy bears on it?
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, kid.
Hey,
no,
kid.
Bri.
First, I'm sure Vince Neil is celebrating Burrito Day all day.
Oh, wow.
Great movie, Derek.
Hey, Sue.
Yeah.
So the woman with Facebook Messenger, clearly if she's a nerd, she has her hand on her sonic screwdriver.
Yes. Yes. Doctor Who reference.
Oh, yeah. We all knew.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I just, for those few that didn't.
Let's see. My wife is going to be 40 this September. I want to give her a party like she did for me when I turned 40. She said she doesn't want all of that. Do you think that she is being serious?
Whether or not she's someone who wants a surprise party.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love when guys ask this, like, should I do it or not? She keeps telling me not to get a gift. Last time you didn't get her a gift, did she get pissed off or was she fine with it? If you don't bring, does she ever get, like, you know, passive aggressive? How come you never bring me flowers? You know, Jane's husband sent her a Sherry's Berries bouquet to the office today. And I thought that was so nice. You know if she's someone that wants you to make a big friggin' deal out of it with a photographer and friends and secrets and surprises and a DJ, or if she just wants dinner. So.
A texter says the gym thing sounds like cleaning the house for the cleaning people.
Exactly.
It's the same kind of thing.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. All right. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.
That is Inside the Warped Female Brain, and heads up on tomorrow's show. I hope you will tune in, because we will be visited during the 7 o'clock hour by one of our all-time favorite news smokes, Natasha Verma from NBC10. Natasha has a big casino night that she's doing for her charity.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Tomorrow night. So
and
she's,
they're fun, man. They're awesome.
Yeah. So she's going to come in and talk about that. And then we're going to pay homage to the North Shore roast beef sandwich with the man who is the moderator
of the North Shore Beefs Facebook group, which Danielle is a member of.
I am. 3,642 members right now. Uh-huh. Just search it. You have to answer a couple questions to prove your merit before they'll let you in.
Oh, really?
The group. Yeah, they don't just let anybody in. You got to answer a couple of beef questions.
Oh, you have to answer.
I had to answer a question.
Did you join?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course you did.
You got to see the pictures on there.
You have to weigh in.
yes, weigh in on the beef, but not on your weight.
Yeah. Will he be accompanied by North Shore roast beef sandwiches?
I believe he's bringing in four or five different beefs from the top contenders on the North Shore.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Great. Now I have to have a North Shore roast beef sandwich for lunch today.
Well, you should do that, Greg, like those gym people. You should eat a lot of roast beef today, and that way you look good eating the roast beef tomorrow.
This is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Not too much. I was just listening to you, and I was listening to you say that people are going into a gym to get in shape to go into a gym.
Yes.
And I just think that's pretty hilarious. I actually own a small facility, and I get that excuse from people all the time when I tell them, hey, come take a class, this, that, the other thing. And they say, oh, well, yeah, I just want to get in a little bit better shape before I come see you. To me, that's kind of like saying, well, I just want to wait till my kid's a little bit smarter, and then I'll send them to school.
Danielle, a texter wants to know what you think about the Lynn House of Roast Beef.
Haven't been there.
You have to get the three-way, they say.
Well, I mean, the three-way is a pretty standard. Everybody does for most. I do sauce only because I don't like mayo, and I'm not a big. I don't like cheese on certain things.
Oh yeah, what?
I don't like it on a roast sandwich.
You have to get the three-way, and then you can tell people that you just had a three-way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then they look at you and they're like, roast beef sandwich.
Again? They'll see the sauce on your face.
You had a three-way again?
I had two three-ways at lunch.
This is my second one today.
It's my second three-way today.
What are you, a porn star?
All right. It is time for this.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, kid. I'll be here. My frozen four is vanilla, Bud Light, tequila. Uh-huh. Yeah. What?
On WAAF.
That's a good what.
Yeah, it's a good LB what.
What?
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 Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are presented by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and beat the roofing season rush. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof, and it's the last roof you're ever going to have to put on your home. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And now here for you are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 12:41 p.m.
Hey, it's Dave Andelman. I want to compliment Hill for his performance yesterday. I mean, a lot of people there, celebrities, his kids. Guy was MC and hosting a radio show while getting his head shaved. I mean, that's impressive. I don't think Tom Brokaw ever did that.
End of message.
Well, almost 29 years. I mean, I've been doing this this program on this station for nearly 29 years. If at this point I couldn't MC, host the show, and get my head shaved, I'd be a complete boob.
Seriously.
A complete fool. I didn't see Dave Andelman afterward. How did Dave look when his head was shaved?
He looked good.
Yeah, he looked good. I saw him as I was exiting the building.
Oh, okay.
I was outside chatting with a couple people.
They had some trouble penetrating the product at first.
Oh, yeah.
So they just took a blowtorch to it, and then they got right in there.
That's a fire hazard. Yeah.
Three sets of clippers went down.
He wears a lot of product in that hair when he has his. But a great event yesterday.
Oh, yes, awesome. Excellent.
The special guest, if you weren't able to listen, was David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Big Poppy was there. And Troy Brown and Ray Bork, Joanne Druzzi.
Ray looked good with the haircut.
He looked intimidating.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yes,
action
he did.
Movie star.
Yes.
Wednesday, 2:56 p.m.
Hey, Greg, kid. It's LB. You didn't give me the address to Granite. So I'm driving around with my compass, and I can't find the place.
End of message.
And you know, and you know where my phone was? I stuck under the side of my driver's seat.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were going to say a fold or something.
No, I got home yesterday and I moved the seat forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, and then it slipped out the back.
Oh, how much food did you find in there?
No, I don't eat in the truck.
You don't?
No.
That's impressive. I don't have that control.
It's about as accurate as the statement you made where you said you don't drink beer anymore.
Right. I highly don't drink beer anymore.
He drinks White Zin, guy. Hello.
I mean, unless I have to.
Wednesday, 3:16 p.m.
Me, LB.
Yeah.
Me, do sports minute. Bruins, win. Red Sox, lose. Sink. Laser show, done.
End of message.
I say it all the time. It's a sports minute.
Right.
You know? I go off on a tangent and everybody lights me up. Mm-hmm. You know, I try and give you extra and, you know, one thing's wrong and then we get like 32 texts and 14 phone calls telling me I'm an idiot. But, you know.
5:47 a.m.
Yep, that's how the rich get richer. Greg goes to a charity haircut and event and gets a free haircut.
End of message.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Don't think I didn't think about it. I don't have to pay the $12 at the Supercuts in Stowe for the next month, 2 months probably.
You're going to ride that out until forgives it.
It's a great deal.
6:03 a.m.
Just leave LB alone.
End of message.
I don't mind. I enjoy it.
6:34 a.m.
The Red Sox win. Can you believe it?
End of message.
Hey. Al, the Red Sox leave this road trip with 2 wins and 46 losses and head back to Fenway for the home opener.
They didn't score in 22 innings.
Yeah, that was tough.
Until yesterday.
Well, it's early. I mean, Poppy said, you should grab the audio of Poppy talking about the Sox for the next sports from yesterday's show.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do a rare content replay on that. Poppy wasn't worried.
No.
He's not at all.
He said it's pretty much the same team. So coming up during LB Sports at 9:15. Exclusive audio from David Ortiz talking about the Red Sox.
6:55 a.m.
Yeah, my neighbors were shooting at each other. I told them to stop. It puts the lotion in the basket or it gets followed again.
End of message.
Yeah, that actuality did sound a little bit like Jane Gum.
It didn't even sound like they were disguising his voice.
No.
It just made him sound like, all right, man, they were shooting each other. I was disappointed.
7:17 a.m.
There should be 3 answers to every Stiz poll. Yes, no, and yeah!
End of message.
Yo wins, 83%.
I love Stiz.
All right. It is 8:22. This person's calling me out saying it's more than $12 at the Supercuts.
Or it doesn't include the tip.
By the way, I guarantee you, if my hair dresser over there is listening, I am a great tipper.
You don't want to wait for change for a 20.
So knock that off. But I don't know if it's a Supercuts or a Great Cuts or it's one of those things.
Supercuts is $16.49 for the Supercut 1.
Yeah.
That's the haircut and hot towel refresher.
Mm-hmm.
The Supercut 2 is $21.49. That's the haircut, hot towel refresher and shampoo, and then if you want a simple blow dry, we're starting to go to $28.49 and up.
I love the hot towel.
Yeah,
that's the best.
That's a classic.
It really is the best.
I think the whole blow dry thing is hilarious.
What do you mean?
To charge for it?
Well, I think it's like a blowout or something, isn't it? It's a thing that ladies get, right?
Yeah.
What is the point of that? Like
if you, it's a style. So for a woman, for guys, when they charge you for a blow dry, it's not all guys have hair that you can just dry and it sits there nicely. Like some guys like to actually style their hair. So that's part of the blow dry.
You already paid for the haircut.
But the haircut is the haircut.
Yeah,
blow
dry
is a whole separate part of the thing.
Oh, what a, boy, did I have to work my ass off to grab the blow dryer and hit the on switch.
You're really not doing a big favor with the hairstylist listening to the show with the booby rub against the back of the head guy.
Yeah,
for women to get the blowout, if you go for an actual blowout, they'll style your hair. A lot of times if women have curly hair, it's either them straightening it themselves, and it lasts them for a few days.
I get the women thing because a lot of women have the styling and a lot of hair.
Uh-huh.
You know, if a guy is Fabio, and he's got, you know, lettuce to the back of his butt crack.
It's time, LB. It takes time. Yeah. It's not about the effort of turning the blow dryer on. It's time, and it's a service that you're paying for. No one owes you a blow dry for free.
Here's a text that says both Greg and Mr. Kraft are great tippers. You don't walk into the Supercuts and ask for the crafty. That is not
Do you ask for the old fashioned?
Is that the secret menu?
That is not. I would not advise that in most of the Supercuts locations. Danielle, can you read that 978 text right there?
Hold on.
Oh, it's gonna go away quick.
Oh,
there's
a few
of them.
Oh
boy.
Greg, I found it.
Greg, my girlfriend. Read it.
My girlfriend works at Supercuts in Stowe. She said you tip really well.
You people like to make me out to be some kind of a cheapo. Mm-hmm.
Well, you are going to Supercuts where it's extremely reasonable.
Now, do you go to Shaw's before or after Supercuts? Because they're in the same plaza, right?
Yeah.
The one plaza?
There's only one plaza.
Right. Is that the plaza where Vape City is, too?
No.
Oh, okay. Is that Vape a standalone City's, location?
Vape City is in a small strip mall.
Oh, okay. So we have plaza, then strip mall.
And
gotcha.
You also have the gun store over in that area.
Right.
That's the combat zone of Stowe. That's the zoning. They've restricted it over to the other side of Great Road. So you got the Shaws, you got Colonial Spirits.
I'm going to turn off at Pompasiticut Street because there's trouble brewing down there.
I mean, listen, we live in Massachusetts, so there has to be a place that's called Colonial something, and called Colonial Spirits.
So they put an E on the end of Spirits.
You got the hardware store, as every plaza must have.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got, actually you have in the plaza, and I'm sure this leads to all kinds of competitive nastiness. But you have, not only do you have the Supercuts, but you also have the old-fashioned barber shop in the same plaza.
Oh,
yeah, but that's
boy.
For the old-timers.
Right.
That's for the simple, stupid haircut.
That's where I go.
That's what I got going.
Yeah, I just go to the barber shop.
Uh-huh. And what else? You got the gym, Global Fitness. That's over there.
Oh, and Myers.
Good spot.
You
is there
got
a pizza place?
No, but there is a Chinese food restaurant.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's either one or the other.
Red Ginger.
Of course. Red Ginger.
Good spot.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the Blue Ginger.
No. And the Dunks. You get the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, nice.
In the plaza.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And that's and then across the street, you have all the sin businesses. You got the Vape City and the Gun Place and the Stowe Cafe.
Yeah.
I'm going for my gun permit.
Well, that's frightening.
No, that's something that you ought to do. I think you should remove any human beings from the area in the afternoon if you are going to if you're going to have a gun.
Well, I'm having a
coyote.
Well, no, I'm having a coyote issue, and I worry about Will playing outside.
I'm worried about Will for a different reason.
Yes, and your neighbors.
Uh huh.
Here's a text that says, Greg really does go to Supercuts in Stowe. Ha, 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 ha. No, I mean, listen, I'm frugal.
Why do you think he has money?
You don't have to pay $100 for a haircut. I mean, women do. I think women have to
Women and
more.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, right. I mean, exactly. Let's see. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Can I just tell you guys how awesome it is that only in Boston, only with LB, could he say, this guy's got lettuce in the back of his butt crack, and not one of you guys would flinch.
Yeah. Well, used to it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What you're the only person that heard that, too.
all right. It is 8:28, and this is the Hillman Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is 8:39, and today's weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. It is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get into the 40s. It is 40 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts, and the red flags are out. That means an increased fire warning, I believe, due to the wind. I mean, we had some rain. We had a nor'easter.
Yeah.
But apparently there can be brush fires at free random this afternoon. So as a member of the Professional Firefighters Union, I want to make sure that I, honorary member of the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts, I want to make sure that I warn you that there can be a real issue. Membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everybody that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and now Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston.
Okay, ceiling incident. Come on.
Maybe what I could do is Instagram. Maybe I could Instagram the photo.
Yeah.
And then have you guess. Have you guessed what occurred?
Which Finnish carpenter you used?
Wow. Hold on. I'm going to share this right now on my Instagram.
That is good stuff.
Follow me on Instagram. GregHill107 is how you can give me the follow. And I just shared the ceiling incident photo. And I will just... I could summarize the story without, I don't think the individual involved would be embarrassed, but let's just say that there is a repair job which was done to the ceiling in Maine, which was not professionally done.
Clearly.
Let's just say that the last individual to be in the Maine house was a college freshman there with several of his friends.
Oh, vagrants again?
I still need to know exactly how that how that turned into what we're looking at on Instagram.
Apparently, someone...
Yeah. A bro?
Yeah. Accidentally put their fist through the ceiling. You can imagine how that might happen.
Accidentally put one's fist through the ceiling, which is above me.
Yes.
Happens all the time, Danielle.
You're jumping on the couch.
Yeah. Doing backflips.
You're up on the table dancing or something like that. I mean, I believe these kinds of things have occurred before. It's not the first time somebody has spackled a ceiling.
It looks like the first time.
Not really good with the
home improvement projects. Takes after the old man, perhaps.
Like father, like son. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you got to do once you mud that thing up is you got to sand it. You got to go back and sand it. That probably not enough time, I'm guessing, at the end of spring break.
Right.
To do the sand job. It was probably like we got to get out of here. Let's do the spackle, but let's not, we don't have time. We can mud it up, but we can't sand that baby down.
I'll just say this. I'm giving him tons of props.
What, for fixing it?
Yes.
For even bothering?
Yes, for putting in the effort. Yeah. Great, great, great job.
What's that?
Wow.
All right. We've all been there. These kind of things happen.
Yep. Is it stucco? Does it have a pattern? Because then you're screwed. You got to redo the whole thing.
No, it's very, very simple. You just got to sand the thing down. Should have gone back up for another day and sanded the thing down, and then nobody would have known anything.
Oh, please. Jen wouldn't know.
You would have covered it up. It would have been very easily covered up. All right. Hey, you were telling me there's some kind of a new kind of yoga that I might be interested in. That you saw on the news yesterday.
You've heard of goat yoga, obviously, right? Yes. I think most people have. Greg, would you go to lemur yoga?
What?
Lemur.
No, I'm afraid of lemurs. What? People are doing yoga with lemurs?
Yeah, they're offering it at a hotel in England. They call it Limoga. Basically, it's a regular yoga class, but it's held outside at a local wildlife park, and there are a bunch of lemurs there, too, and they like to crawl on you while you're doing the yoga, and it's been, as you can imagine, a huge hit. Mm-hmm. We've got some sound from the manager of the wildlife park.
When you watch lemurs, they do yoga. They do some of those poses quite naturally. That typical pose, warming their bellies in the sunshine. So it seemed to be a really good combination to encourage people to come and have a go and spend time with the lemur. Well, I don't think you ever see an unhappy zookeeper, for instance. You know, we spend all our time working with animals. We know how it makes us feel. And if we can give a little bit of that to people, then that's great.
Yeah, you just got to get over the pungent pee smell. That's all they do is pee everywhere.
Yep.
All right.
We're going to get death threats for that one.
Yeah.
It's going to go all day.
Mm-hmm. I could see the I could see the goat yoga, but I don't think the lemur yoga would be of interest to me.
I'd totally go for rather than goats. Yeah. Lemurs, they got little hands.
Oh, they're cool.
You know?
Don't shame those with little hands.
I thought you would love it.
You'll get butthurt. Relax.
You
know?
You could compare.
All right.
You guys have trouble buying gloves.
You know how long it would take me to sand that ceiling with my little hands?
My back hurts. I need scaffolding.
Let's get to the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by...
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4KIDS.
Just because of the discussion on the show yesterday and the Instagram photo, I want to take this next call. Do you know who's on the phone right now?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I just want to... Hello?
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, now listen, I never would ever bring up your children on the radio, but I am going to today. So
yes.
It appears, please correct me if I'm wrong,
yes.
Brees' friend punched a hole in a wall or something to that sort?
By accident.
By accident. All right, now, yes. Is he listening? I hope he is. He seems like a good kid.
Well, he's probably in they have the morning, it's spring ball season, so they're probably either on the field or in the workout room.
Okay. So yeah, I hope he listens to the playback. Real quick,
yeah.
I normally had no interest in calling today, but this I can relate to this.
Yeah.
All right, Bree, listen, kid. We all have friends. It happens. Get buzzed. Have fun. No doubt. And then, that happens.
I'm not sure. I don't know why you would say that there's drinking involved. I mean, it's
all right, my bad. Yeah. You're reading too many books. A book went off the wall. But listen, let me get to my point. Bree, you don't have to... Hire someone to do the tape and mud. You know, I could do it, but it would be awful. What you do, it's a very simple solution. You put a poster or a picture over the hole in the wall with a thumbtack.
It was the ceiling.
God, that's tougher.
Yeah.
Ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
How the heck did that happen? Would they have a trampoline in the room?
Well, no. Hey, listen, haven't you ever accidentally put your fist through a ceiling? I have.
I put my fist through walls many times, but never a ceiling.
It happens all the time.
I was jumping on the bed. There must have been mad chicks there then, no doubt. How do you punch a LB? I'm going to go to you. How does one put a hole in? I put holes in walls since I was 14, but a ceiling?
It happens.
I can't.
You know what they should have done is went out and bought a ceiling fan. Chan shows
put
up.
Put it off to the side.
There's a new ceiling. There's a new ceiling
in the corner.
Fan.
All right. It's news, so we got to get to this.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it? Did he ever do this?
Well, it's a local how creepy is it. It's out of Lynn, North Shore Community College. A faculty member, Cheryl McCormick, said that she was in the ladies' room Tuesday night... And a male student was allegedly trying to spy on her while she was in the stall.
You're kidding.
Like trying to shimmy underneath.
Ew,
right?
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive. God, what a savage.
So,
complete savage.
She screamed. By the time the campus police got inside the building, he had taken off. She was able to get some photos of him, which have been released through various news outlets. Now, campus police did catch up to the student, but he was able to get away. They did locate his backpack and with his phone and ID. He has not yet been placed under arrest, but let's hear from Cheryl, the victim.
When I just bent down to look, I saw a man sliding his way on his back, looking up at me. I immediately just pulled her hands up real quick and jumped up and went to the handicapped stall door. And I said, you're in the ladies' room. What are you doing? And And I believe he said, I'm just using the bathroom. And I'm, no, you're not. You were on your back looking at me.
Ugh, you're probably getting kicked in the face if I'm in the stall.
Yeah. Danielle, texters are all saying not a student.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
Not a student.
Technically, he was still
a creep.
He was using the bathroom.
Bathroom in the school. Yeah.
Just to take pictures under stalls of women.
Yeah. let's see. Derek, the Steelers fan, is on the phone. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening? Hey, what's up, pal?
Well, that was a fitting story after Scott's call. A clown on his back in a bathroom. Scott, I hate to tell you, bud, but having coached Breece Hill, I'm fairly certain he's got a little bit more going on than, you know, running to his laptop this afternoon to listen to you on his old man's radio show. I mean, guy,
you make a great point, Derek.
I mean, come on, man. Please, it was collateral damage, Hilldog. Just be glad it wasn't a hotel room.
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, I'm not. I don't get all worked up about this kind of stuff. I did a lot of stuff that when I was younger was.
He was smart. He kept it in house.
Made the effort. Made the effort to fix it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I give him tons of credit.
My kid's a junior in college. If I could get him to make that effort, I mean, I'd be ahead of the game. So good on you, my friend.
Derek was the coach of the. Did they still call it the Shriners game, Derek, or what do they call that game?
Sure, it is. Let's just shorten it up to be nice for the show. It's the Central Mass All Saggy.
And that was when Derek was allowed to have the Neshoba Chieftains on his defense, that was the only game that he won as a defensive coordinator.
Hey, listen, I was smart enough at the beginning of that week to say, okay, look, everybody listen to me. We're going to have one package. It's going to be called the Chieftain, and if anybody's got a problem with it, they probably got to leave now. Okay, and guess what? We gave up 13 points and won the game, so thank you very much.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And you took pictures, D. You got the pictures.
All right, Derek.
All right, enjoy the day.
I love you, bro. You're awesome.
What else is in the news today, Danielle?
Well, a third ethics filing has been made against AOC.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Congresswoman Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez.
Another ethics filing?
Another ethics complaint. One filed by Dan Backer, who's an attorney for the conservative Coolidge Reagan Foundation. He filed charges with the Federal Election Commission yesterday. Now, what happened here, they're alleging that she bypassed campaign contribution laws by paying a company that did a lot of fundraising and campaign work substantially under market value for what they did. So they're saying this company, Brand New Congress LLC, which, by the way, is run by her former chief of staff, got $173,000 in payment from various Democratic campaigns, hers included, for doing work that was worth over $1 million.
Wow.
Then they're saying that two Democratic super PACs stepped in and paid about $860,000 to cover the losses from the rest of the work that wasn't paid. Therefore, by paying the company instead of the candidate, the super PACs were able to bypass the $10,000 campaign contribution limit.
I'll have to look into that. Mm-hmm. I noticed that she is being criticized by some for comparing the new Green Deal and the climate change situation to the fight for civil rights. Do you think that the two of those, when it comes to their relative importance, are on the same level? We have some audio from her last night. We can take a listen to it.
We have 12 years left to cut emissions by at least 50%. And for everyone who wants to make a joke about that, you may laugh, but your grandkids will not. There are a lot of people who hide the fact that their families and that their grandparents fought against principles of equal rights in the United States. You should also know that the internet documents everything. And your grandchildren will not be able to hide the fact that you fought against acknowledging and taking bold actions on climate change. And I just feel bad for you. I just pity you for your role in history right now.
Is she eating while doing the the Instagram live?
Yeah. So, like, your grandkids are totally going to, like, judge you for, like, everything you're saying about
You know, the internet documents everything.
It does.
That's
why you should never post a sex video.
So what is she saying? Like, in the future, as the planet is burning up, people are going to be looking up to see whether or not their parents were in favor of the new Green Deal or not.
It is kind of a foolish idea, because we're blaming people as the planet is like way past and it's a burning cinder. So what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, but if anybody's done any research, the Earth isn't going to disintegrate for 40 million.
No, it's
years.
12 years. We only have 12. Yeah,
right. It'll become uninhabitable
before
that.
She's a dope. Okay, so 40, you know, I've watched tons of stuff on this. 40 million years.
What was she? Like, was she eating like some kind of a kale, a sandwich or something? What was she?
Yes, quinoa superfood bowl someplace.
Yeah, all right.
Down there. Well, by the way, just want to give LB credit. He just made it through an entire climate change thing without mentioning Al Gore.
Why'd you have to do that, though?
He did. Why did you?
People always say I'm getting all over my buddy, so I want to give him a little credit.
Don't encourage
him. Hey, listen.
Oh, here we go.
He's an entrepreneur.
He's a scam artist.
Like lots of entrepreneurs that have goofy ideas to hoodwink people to give them money. He went for, you know, he's a billionaire, so. You know, shame on everybody for not waking up and smelling the coffee.
I hope she wasn't eating a cheeseburger, because that would mean that she is proliferating the cow methane problem.
Greg,
by encouraging eating.
Greg, it's obviously an impossible burger.
Right. Okay, impossible Whopper.
Impossible burger. All right. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.